are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, of course, toll-free 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lot of stuff to talk about. I guess now researchers are saying, wait a second, cell phones may cause cancer again. So some researchers didn't like the study published last year that said cell phones don't cause cancer, brain tumors. So they're saying, wait a second, hold the phone. Well, they're not saying hold the phone. They're saying hold, you know what, yeah. So we need to talk about that. Also, I guess, omega-3 supplements or fish oils, no help against repeat heart trouble. If you had a heart issue once, now you're trying to load up on the supplements, they said no help. I don't think it will hurt, but I guess they say no help. Then we've got a little 10-year-old girl that gives birth. We'll talk about that. I hate seeing these kids. I delivered kids. It was, you know, I remember that day. There was somebody screaming, mommy, mommy, mommy. And I had a busy night that day in the OB ward. So I told one of the nurses, look, we got a kid in there screaming. One of you guys get the kid out there so I can deliver the mom. Well, I walk in there and it's not the mom in the delivery bed. It's the kid. And it was a little 12-year-old kid who got pregnant when she was 11. By choice, it wasn't a rape. And she was holding a teddy bear. And I look at the mom, and the mom looks scared to death. She looks confused, but she gave me that look like, I know. I wasn't going to say anything. You know, we delivered the baby. Boy, I got to tell you, that baby came out easy. That was one of the easiest babies I ever delivered, coming from a 12-year-old girl. It took seconds. It was probably one of the easiest deliveries. Healthy baby came out. But, you know, I'm ready to have the nurse take the kid out of the room, and the kid is the one sitting there in the bed. So, honestly, we really got to know what our kids are doing. Odwalla chocolate protein drink recalled. Odwalla. I've never had that. I think I've had their green machine. I think they have a green one. I don't know. We'll talk about that. Anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about. Also, it looks like autism may be linked to maternal obesity. Maybe the reason why there's so many more children being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder is because mom is obese. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day. But of course, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. And if you go to my website at Dr. Dahlia, sign into the guest book so I know where you guys are calling from. Okay, so what's going on here? Some of you, I always like to bring up the recalls because many of you are probably drinking this stuff as we go. Apparently, oh, I get it. This Odwalla chocolate protein monster beverage may have peanuts in it. Yeah, is it just me or are more people allergic to peanuts than they used to be? It seems like so many more people have peanut allergies, and it's like worse. You know, I don't remember kids dying from, I remember kids dying from bee stings when I was growing up, not peanut allergies. But then again, maybe as a kid, my parents sheltered me and they didn't want me to hear about it. Well, anyway, I guess Coca-Cola owns Odwalla. Boy, that's a difficult word to say, Odwalla. All right, and I guess people have had an allergy or severe sensitivity to peanuts needs to stay away because 4 customers have had severe allergic reactions to it. See, why? If it's a chocolate drink, why do you have peanuts in it? Why do people add so much peanut to stuff? Peanut should only be in peanut butter and peanut brittle. I don't get this, why there's all these added additives in foods. I mean, if I'm going to eat something, if you're going to have peanuts, it's a peanut, like chocolate. You know, don't slip chocolate in there. If there's going to be chocolate, let me know so then I could enjoy or try to find the chocolate. Simple. Don't sneak the stuff in. You know, speaking about sugar, it was very interesting. I guess Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on 60 Minutes, and I guess it was hosted by him. I don't know if he's working with 60 Minutes or not. We were talking about this on the Andy Dean Show. And anyway, I guess he interviewed and talked to medical experts, and I guess they were discussing how sugar is really toxic. And they say sugar is as toxic as cocaine. And it's as addictive as cocaine because it triggers the pleasure centers of the brain. So what Dr. Gupta said is new research coming out of some of America's most respected institutions is starting to find that sugar, the way many people are eating it today, is a toxin, and that this is a public health crisis. Now, I don't know about you all, but I think I remember, sugar as a child, and I think I remember my mom and grandma talking about having lollipops. I have pictures, right, back from the 1920s, and somebody out there would be holding a lollipop in that picture. So I think sugar was around, okay? High fructose corn syrup came out a little bit later, and we know that that could be a little bit edgier. It's a little bit more sticky, likes to stick to your coronary arteries more than regular sugar does. But is this really a public health crisis? You know, I was talking about this on Andy Dean's show that plays on Channel 168 XM. I was like, all of a sudden we have all these nutritional crises since Michelle Obama got involved, right? There's this crisis, and Washington has to save us. I mean, there was sugar around the Bush administration, okay? They didn't make a crisis. Right? There was obesity. There was all of a sudden now everything's a crisis, and Washington has to fix it. No, Washington does not have to fix it. All right. What I think is nice is having the education out there so we know how much sugar we're getting and if we are reaching our max for the day. And maybe we do need to change our max and cut back a little bit. And yes, I do think obesity is going up, et cetera, but I don't think Washington has to look at this as a crisis, get a czar, and act like they need to save the day so they get elected, right, back into the White House one more term. No. I think they need to educate us. They don't need to scare the heck out of us. Yes, sugar is addictive. We all know that. Okay, any one of us that's eaten a piece of chocolate will say, I'm addicted to chocolate. Okay, no, we don't need Washington teaching us this. But what I do think we do is, as children, we're eating sugar for cereal, we're eating dessert at lunch, and we're eating dessert at dinner. When did dessert become a 3-meal-a-day entree? I thought dessert was once a week as a treat when I was growing up. So, yes, I think we are overeating sugar. We got to hit that at home, not the government. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines and see what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Mark, and I live in Chicago. I was recently found to have a small lipoma, as you're talking about on your show, on the lower left side of my abdomen. My doctor, my intern, just said, you know, it's really small, it's the size of the pea, don't worry about it. If you want to take it out, you can, but it's benign, don't worry about it. He seemed completely 100% sure. So my question to you is, should I get it taken out regardless and have it checked, or should I just leave it based on his recommendation? Whatever information or help you have would be wonderful. Thank you. I love your show. Thanks.
Well, thank you for your message. Oh, that is so sweet. I love Chicago. You know, but by the way, guys, Chicago, it's not the windy city Las Vegas is. We have worse wind than Chicago. You guys have worse winters. Like I say, your winters are rough, but nobody realizes how windy Vegas is. Anyway, Chicago rocks. You guys are awesome. Thank you for calling in. Okay, lipomas, little fatty tumors. We talk about these a lot on the show. Yes, for the most part, many of us, I think I have one. I'm trying to find one now. I think I have one like near my arm. I'm looking right now. You got this little baby ball of fat. And I got to tell you, most of the time we do nothing with them. We say they're fine, just a little lipoma, leave it alone. Now, when I was a medical resident, before I graduated, I did that with the patient. And I said, oh, yeah, it's benign, whatever. Yeah, little lipoma, benign. And my attending pulled me aside and said he takes them all out. And I go, what? You take them all out, but these are the benign lipomas. Everybody tells me to tell my patients to, this is when I was in training, to leave them alone. He goes, the reason why I take them out is there's always a 0.0001%. It could be a liposarcoma. And that's why I take them out, because you never know. And that's why I always send them. And I'm like, wow, you must take out a lot of lipomas. So I decided not to, you know, do that. Because, again, many of them, they feel fine. I go, you know, we could watch it. If it grows and bothers you, we take it out, which is how we've done it. I've told patients. I go, if you have one and it sits there and it's not growing and it's not bothering you, we can watch it. If it grows and has any change, then let's take it out. And so I've been doing that for years until finally there was one that I don't know. I just got a weird feeling about this guy. And he had, not to scare you, okay, from, you know, the caller from Chicago. I mean, like I said, most likely your little abdominal one is probably fine. Hard for me to tell you 100% on the radio. But if your doctor looked at it, just still watch it. If it grows, you got to do something about it. If it doesn't grow, you can watch it for the most part. But again, this one gentleman patient I had, maybe because he was a smoker or something, he just gave me the heebie-jeebies. And when I get the heebie-jeebies, I have to look for something. Now, I also got the feeling that this guy wasn't going to live much longer. And he was only in his 50s. We checked his heart. That was fine. Asked him to do a colonoscopy. Didn't want to do it. You know, checked his lungs. He was a smoker. No cancer. All right. But he goes, Doc, I got this lump on my back. And it felt like a lipoma. It was soft. Little fatty tumor, soft, movable. And I go, you want it out? He's like, yeah, I want it out. So his wife was a nurse. And the wife's like, can I watch? And I go, of course you can watch. I love teaching and showing people. And, you know, she's a nurse. I don't have no problem with them watching. Okay, so we try to take it out. And I use the word try because I've never had difficulty taking any one of these out, ever. Unless, I mean, if it's really deep, then we do it at a surgical center. But this sucker, when we opened up the skin and looked, the lipoma was gray. It wasn't yellow, like fatty, you know, just like chicken fat. It wasn't yellow, like it's supposed to come that, you know, that it's yellow, lemon yellow. And it wasn't that yellow. And it was kind of gray. And it was tethered. This lipoma, I started to sweat trying to take this sucker out. And I'm like, we need to do this in the surgical center. I need to close you back up and have a surgeon do this. Now, I've rarely had to do that in terms of, oh, you know, it's deep. Because sometimes a lipoma could be deep, but they're like, you know what, it's too deep. Let's just put a couple stitches and have the surgeon go in deeper, because some of them. But this sucker made me feel sick. And I wanted to look at the wife and say something's wrong, but I didn't want to worry her. But I'm like, you know what? Let me take the sample I have. And I did. I took some out. I took it to the lab because I never saw a liposarcoma. I never saw a cancerous fatty tumor before. Never. I mean, I heard they exist. This guy had a lump in his back like many people do, and it was a golf ball-sized lump, and that's what some of these lipomas do. So I took a sample, and I closed them up, and I never like a job half done. But I told guys, the job's half done. I need a surgeon taking this out. But I'm going to send it to the lab. Well, we sent it to the lab, and it came out liposarcoma. It was a cancerous lipoma. So he goes to the surgeon, has to take it out. Margins completely cleared, so it didn't spread. So he had it taken out, and I'm like, good. Then he just dies a month later. We don't know why. No cause of death. He had written that he refused autopsy. Wife didn't order one. He just died. Now, the reason why I bring that up is if your doctor ever gets the heebie-jeebies, all right, just listen to them and do what they say. Because, I mean, heebie-jeebies, all right, I don't want to say it dictates the way I practice, but when I get a weird feeling about something, something's wrong, and I hate that. And it's nothing magical or anything. You just get the feeling. I don't know if it's instinct. I don't know if it's a guardian angel that this guy has. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But anyway, because of that lipoma being cancerous, I don't assume everything is benign. Okay? If somebody has something and they say, Dolly, I'd like to take it out, I oblige. Like, we could take it out. I send it to the lab. And like I say, 99.999999999% of these suckers, they're benign. Like I said, I have only seen one in all the years of practice, and I started taking care of patients in the mid-90s. Only one I have ever seen that was a cancerous lipoma. So most likely your lipomas people are fine. But if anything grows, if anything seems weird, let the doctor take it out. Don't mess with it. Okay? Now, do I think this guy died because of the sarcoma? I don't know. But the heart doctor didn't think it was heart disease. We don't know what happened. I wish we did. I wish I would have done an autopsy because I would have liked to know. It just bothered me that I had that feeling. Yeah, but you know what? It's weird. Patients get feelings too. One of my favorite patients, Ron, I don't want to give his last name, smoker, loved to smoke. And he said, Dahlia, I'm going to smoke till the day I die. You can't get me to quit. Well, he goes in, I think it was Thanksgiving, and he has a really bad COPD exacerbation. And, you know, so I decided to go, and it was Thanksgiving Day, so I go, and I, you know, while I might make my husband cook dinner, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the hospital and check on patients. So, you know, I went and checked, you know, and he's sitting there watching a football game, and I'm just kicking back with him watching football. And he goes, Doc, I'm not getting out of here. I know it. I'm like, oh, shut up. Of course you're going to get out of here. You're going to have to stop smoking, but, you know, they're going to give you steroids. You're going to get out of here. He's like, no, I'm not. You'll see. And we're watching the game. And, of course, you know, I call them every name in the book, like I usually like to do with my patients. And I leave, and I give him a hug and kiss, told him goodbye, kiss on the cheek. And that was the last time I ever saw him. He actually passed the next day. Crazy how people know. Crazy. The guy, he was only, what, 61? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know? But, you know, he was at peace with it. And he, you know, and if there's any silver lining to that, you know, he wasn't scared. He was, you know, he was ready. He told me, but man, doesn't that just kind of, you know, make the hair on your arms, you know, the hair on your upper lip just shoot up? Yeah, well, I don't have hair on my upper lip. I got my wax. All right, anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know what gives me the heebie-jeebies? The story where a 10-year-old girl gave birth in Colombia. 10-year-old girl has given birth to a healthy 5-pound baby girl, which makes her one of the youngest mothers in history. The girl has not been named, arrived in the hospital, of course, going through pain, and she did have a C-section. I guess it's not very unusual to do it because the baby's head was not going to be able to come out. Her pelvic floor was too narrow. I mean, from what I understand, the father's age is unknown, but the police are unable to press charges because the tribe has its own jurisdiction. She's a member of the Wayuhu tribe, a tribe in northern Colombia. Poor thing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's what they say. She should be playing with dolls. What was I doing when I was 10 years old? I liked the Smurfs. Gummy bears were huge. I ate a lot of gummy bears. Bubblicious came out. Chewed a lot of bubble gum. I had crushes on boys. I always had crushes. Even in preschool, I loved boys. I crushes, but I would have never even thought of, you know, well, you don't know. You don't know what her situation was. But sad to see. All right, guys, let's talk about some other stuff when we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, you could follow me on Facebook. Just follow me. What's that song? Okay, that was probably some real horrible singing. I'm really sorry, guys. I don't really sing. It's follow him. I know how to sing the song. Okay. Here we go. Cell phones. Now they may cause cancer. First they caused cancer, then they didn't cause cancer, now they cause cancer. So what's going on with this? Okay, so there's critics and there's saying, whoa, 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 whoa. The study that happened last year that found no link between cell phone use and brain tumors in children and teens, now people from the Environmental Health Trust says, the study actually shows that cell phone use more than doubles the risk of brain tumors and children and adolescents. What's going on here, people? You got to get this right. You got to get this right. Okay, July 2011, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute published its first study on cell phone use and risk of brain tumors in adolescents. Okay, it was conducted by researchers at the Swiss Tropical and Public Health Institute. There's tropics in the Swiss? In Swiss? Okay, anyway. The scientists interviewed children and teens in Norway, Denmark, Switzerland, and Sweden about their cell phone use, collected cell phone records, etc. Of the children studied, 350 had been diagnosed with brain cancer, 650 of them healthy. The July paper concluded, this is from July 2011, that the data show no link between cell phone use and brain tumors. okay? That it was maybe some casual association. Now, today, actually, it might have been a couple days ago, the Environmental Health Trust said, the study's results were flawed, had several statistical errors, the study was sloppy, and said that the original study that this other study in July tried to disprove showed that children who used cell phones had a 115% increased risk of brain tumors over those who did not. They say there's every indication that the study actually found that children have a double risk of brain cancer. For them to state that we don't think there's a problem, Morgan, this is Lloyd Morgan, a senior research fellow, says it is mystifying. All right, so what are we supposed to do? First of all, okay, I mean, I don't want anybody to panic. Cell phones have been around for a while, okay? I think our children should honestly be doing something else than being on the phone. I personally think our kids are just too much into electronics. I mean, when I was my kids' age, I was riding a bike. I was trying to skateboard. I was roller skating. I was reading the Hardy Boys and Beezus and Ramona and Nancy Drew series. I read. When I was a kid, I would read a book. Now, I would rather play outside and get dirty. But when I came inside, I would read a book or I'd play with my Light Bright Weebles. I actually bought on eBay years ago a Weeble set from the 70s with the treehouse. Yeah, even when I was 9, 10, I played with my Weebles. I love Weebles. Look like my family members. We all have butts like that with the Weebles. I played Mr. Mouth. I played Light Bright. I really wasn't into Barbies. I really wasn't into the whole Betty Crocker thing. I really liked playing with my brother's Transformers. That was fun. So I did that. Okay, what do my kids do? Computers. World of Warcraft. Computers. iPad. Watching YouTube videos. And now, Mom, give me your phone. Mom, I need your phone. I need to call. Mom, I need your phone. Mom, can I play with your phone? It's dinner time. Yeah, I need to play a game on your phone. Mom, I need to text. What's going on? Play. Read a book. Okay, splash in the bathtub. Whatever happened to a rubber ducky? My kids don't like rubber duckies. I thought rubber duckies was the coolest thing. Like, Mom, let me just take a quick shower, get the shower over with so I can, get back, play World of Warcraft. So, personally, whether you think cell phones cause cancer or not, I really don't see the need for kids to be on cell phones as often as they are. Now we get into high school. Well, in high school, yes, I was on the phone a lot. And it stunk because I didn't have a phone in my room. No way. I never got to have a phone in my room. Because my parents, especially my mom, wanted to hear what I was talking about. Yeah, even though I know she would probably just pick up and listen. She just felt like she had every right to know everything about me. Read my diary, look at my mail, listen to my phone call. So I had to sit in the kitchen and talk on the phone, which was very difficult because we had to come up with code. You know, at first I thought my mom didn't know Pig Latin. And then she learned, you know, Pig Latin. You know, Avid Day is an unke. Yeah, she figured that out, you know, pretty easy. But anyway, so we'd sit on a landline. Now, you could still have a landline. Have your kids maybe mix it up a little bit. They could sit and do a landline. I guess now there's like FaceTime. So they don't want to do a landline. The purpose of calling somebody isn't to call. Now you could look at each other on the phone. You can make faces. You can make gestures. So no, if I tell them to use a landline, they won't do it. But I just think they're on electronics a little too much. And maybe there is something to this. All right, when you have one study that says there's a definite, then you have another study saying, in my experience, there's something going on. There just is. I mean, the same thing happened when I was in training, and they said in the late 90s, estrogen is completely safe for the heart, completely safe, no issue with breast cancer. And I found a study, you know, finding it leaking to heart attack and stroke. And they're like, oh, come on, please. There's all these other studies saying it's fine. Little girl, shut up, go away, take that article and bring something else to Journal Club. Something that's not an outlier study. Well, I guess it wasn't an outlier study because in 2002 they found just that. So, you know, I'm a little bit more skeptical, okay? When somebody says, hold the phone, guys, even though, yes, I think there's a lot of people out there that are alarmists, right? I like to hold the phone. Oh, hold the phone. Sorry. I like to, you know, just stop and let's listen. Now, we know there's a lot of studies saying no, you know, there shouldn't be an issue with cell phones, but honestly, I don't feel good when I use a cell phone long term. My ear gets warm. I feel weird. And we know cell phones emit radiation, so why not cut back a little bit? Why not have some sort of a study that looks at a safe amount? But I think they just don't know. Remember, I told you, this computer age blew up so quickly that the rest of the world can't even comprehend it. We don't know how to control cyberbullying. We don't know how to control file sharing. I mean, you could listen to music for free on the internet. Of course, you know, radio companies are upset that people aren't buying, right? even movies, even clips of movies. You know, people, I found a DVD I bought last year. We don't buy DVDs anymore. So, I mean, you know, nobody really knows where we're going with internet, where we're going with phones and all that. But if they think there could be a possible health risk, I think they better get their butts in on this pretty quickly and look into it. And personally, I really don't think children need to be on a cell phone. Okay? They can, you know, email each other. They can, you know, I mean, they can make a quick call. Call grandma. Gotta call grandma. Call grandpa. Call your mama. Tell your mama you're good. But I really don't think you need to have a one-hour dissertation on how cute Bobby is. All right? Be terse. Be brief. Let's train our kids. I mean, when we're at work, we aren't able to have hour-long conversations. Unless, of course, boss leaves, right? Okay, we had to learn how to slip that message in quick. We had to learn to be terse. Now, nobody has to be terse. They could text. They could email. They could Skype. Let's teach them to be a little bit more terse. That's all I say. Do we have to panic about cell phones and cancer? No. Should we, though, think it's a complete fallacy? No. There could be something to this. I wouldn't be shocked. That's all I can say. I wouldn't be shocked if there's something going on with the cell phone radiation. And if that's the case, moderation. Just do everything in moderation. Okay, you can't go wrong with that. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. What is going on with omega-3 supplements and why are they not helping? And more on your way, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S. simply by entering a zip code, and there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. DALI. Source study came out today. A study came out saying I need a speech therapist here. Study came out today in the Journal of Pediatrics that women who had diabetes or high blood pressure or were obese were 1.61 times as likely as healthy women to have children with autism. They were also 2.35 times as likely to have children with the developmental delays. So obese, diabetes, and hypertension. Now, autism, we know, has risen pretty rapidly. The numbers were about 1 in 110 a couple years ago. Then last week, they said, oops, it's 1 in 88 and rising. And everyone's like, what the heck is going on? Why? So in the news, they weren't really bringing up as much diabetes and hypertension as much as obese. Well, it's obese women. Now, imagine how scared many women are who are overweight now. I mean, Jessica Simpson gained a lot of weight. I mean, a lot of people do. They gain a lot of weight with pregnancy. I mean, imagine how scared they are right now, thinking that they could be giving birth to an autistic child. Now, all right, I wouldn't freak out just yet. We've delivered babies to a lot of obese women, and they've been fine. And, you know, I have four nieces and nephews along the autism spectrum, and they're amazing kids, okay? Don't freak out, all right? But, you know, it may not just be the obesity. I was on Andy Dean, live on Andy Dean America Now earlier tonight, and he was asking about this. And I'm like, you know, it may not be so much the fat cells and the obesity as much as what could an obese woman be eating? You know, if an obese woman, and, you know, many obese women do eat well, but if this particular woman, let's say, who is putting her child at risk for autism, if she's eating just junk food, maybe not eating veggies, is that what's causing possible developmental delays? Is it because she's more at risk for gestational diabetes? Gestational diabetes, you have high blood sugar, and the sugar could be affecting the baby. Now, and another thing, too, is when you think about it, our bodies were not designed to have babies the way we're having babies now. Okay? Our bodies were designed to have babies when we first started menstruating. Okay? We were designed to get pregnant when? Well, when we were 11, 12, 13. Okay? That's when we were designed to get pregnant. So if you really think about it, when you were 18, 19, that was kind of probably when you were at your trimmest. 18, 19. Okay? And when you're slimmer and you're younger, you ended up having a healthier baby. Now, older women, maybe they're 38 years old, maybe they've packed on a lot of pounds. Now they're trying to have a baby. Is it the age? Is it the obesity? Is it what they're eating? You know, in the olden days, you had meat and you had vegetables, and maybe you did something with the grain. Maybe you ate rice, did something with the, I don't know. All right, you know, now we have all this processed stuff. So I don't know. We still don't know what causes autism. But if it is rising at an alarming rate, yeah, we need to figure it out. What if it's computers? You know, they've already done a study. They said, don't worry, it's not cell phones. I mean, they've, you know, but they're looking at everything they need to. What is so different now than back then? Well, true, obesity is rising. That is. We're not walking to work. We're not still working the field while pregnant. You still worked when you were pregnant back then. Now we have maternity leave. You know, we have bed rest and all that, but you still worked and you moved and you gave birth in the field and then you went on about your day. So, you know, things are different now, and obesity is a part of it, but I don't know if it's just being obese. It could be because we're older women. It could be maybe because we're eating a lot of crap. I don't know. You know, I never ate ice cream. I actually liked fish. I didn't have my husband go for 2 a.m. runs for food. I really wasn't that hungry when I was pregnant. And I exercised during both pregnancies. Even when I was on bed rest, I then would do leg lifts or something so I could still exercise and be on bed rest. I still gained 40 to 60 pounds each pregnancy. Remember, weight gain isn't always about pounds and calories. In fact, you could argue I ate less when I was pregnant. Because I was throwing up, I just didn't feel like eating. But you still gain weight. Well, why? Well, those hormones, those are steroids. You know how people gain weight with steroids? Well, progesterone, estradione, those are steroids. So you gain a lot of weight. Now, I have a theory where women that are very steroid responsive, that pack on pounds when they're pregnant, I think are more at risk for breast cancer. I just have that feeling. Those women that just seem to blow up with pregnancy. I blow up when I'm pregnant. I gain weight on the pill. I don't want to. And it's not that I'm overeating or I'm exercising less. It just, the hormones do that. They just do. My son, when he had pneumonia and they put him on steroids, he blew up. So those of us that are hormone steroid sensitive, I just have a theory. Maybe those of us are going to be more at risk for breast cancer. I don't know. So, and we'll watch it. But anyway, that's what's going on with that study. We'll see where we go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now they're saying taking omega-3 fatty acid supplements won't really protect you against repeat heart attacks. Yeah, this is like the second or third study, I think, that came out about this. They said if you've had a heart attack and then you try to, you know, take the fish oil or the omega-3, it's not going to work. Right? Even though eating fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids helps, the supplements, they say, may not work. So I looked at some studies, yada, yada, yada. Here's the thing, guys. I mean, I don't think it'll hurt. right? Apparently, the American Heart Association recommends those that do not have heart disease to eat a variety of fish, preferably oily fish, twice a week. It advises those with heart disease to eat about 1 gram of the omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, a day. Now, I know many people don't like fish, so they'd rather take the supplements. But again, you know, you really can't bottle up and put in a pill the natural real thing. And realize, if you eat fish, you're not going to eat steak. You're not going to eat buttery noodles. So if you don't like fish, learn to like it, please. Okay. Another study that came out. I'm sorry now. Gotta eat the fish. I know. I don't consider it a meat. I consider it a steak. It has to moo. If it doesn't moo, it's not meat. But, you know, we gotta eat the fish, people. All right. Going gray at work can be risky for some women. Well, duh. They say for men, it may help. Right? Yeah, you're like the Mitt Romney gray where your sideburn's gray, but then the rest of your hair is jet black. Yeah. Hey, he's still handsome. All right. But apparently women that start letting the gray creep up could be at risk for either losing their job or having some sort of job discrimination. Now, they say back in the 1950s, only 7% of women dyed their hair. Now, excuse me, they say 95% of women dye their hair. I dye my hair. I mean, I didn't expect to get grays in my late 30s. Boy, that was a bite of reality. I'm like, what the heck is this? But also, I do it because I like people, you know, thinking I'm semi-blondish. You know, I've always liked to dye my hair, but I'm not doing it to hide my age. In fact, in radio, I think it helps to be older. I mean, I turned 40 this year, and there's no reason to hide it because I don't want you guys thinking I'm giving you medical advice just coming out of medical school. I mean, I've worked. I've put in, you know, a lot of time. So for me, age helps. Now, when I turn 50, that's when I'll probably start lying a little bit more. But right now, I'm pretty happy with the whole 40 thing. But I was shocked. I was shocked at the grays. I was shocked at the knee pain and the back issues and the arthritis setting in and the boobs drooping and the hemorrhoids and all that other stuff. Boy, you know, you think you're young in your 30s, and all of a sudden you turn 39 on day 364, and then you go 365, and it's like, whoa, boy, you feel old. So anyway, those women that are like, you know what I would do? I love the idea of like doing some highlights and salt and peppering it. I'm not going to be blonde, and I'm probably not going to be brunette when I really gray, but I think I'm going to blend in shades of blonde and work the gray in. I think some gray is really sexy. Right? Like George Clooney. But you see, men get away with it. Men can be gray and get away with it and look damn good. Even Brad Pitt now is letting the gray come in. But he's no George Clooney. George Clooney is sexy. All right. Viggo Mortensen? All right. I know they're liberals. I know. All right, guys. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly coming up. Stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Follow me on Twitter. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.